Naples 44 by Norman Lewis.
September 9th, 1943. Landed on Red Beach at 7 p.m. We hauled the motorcycles off the landing craft, started them easily, and rode up over the wire mesh laid across the sand, making for the cover of a wood. The corpses of those killed earlier in the day had been laid out in a row, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, with extreme precision, as if about to present arms at an inspection by death. We numbered 11, 10 sergeants and a sergeant major. Captain Cartwright, the field security officer, badly smashed up in a car crash the day before we embarked, was presumably still in a hospital in Oran. We had been given no briefing or orders of any kind, and so far as the Americans were concerned, we might as well have not existed. This was the greatest invasion in this war so far, probably the greatest in human history. And the sea was crowded to the horizon with uncountable ships, but we were as lost and ineffective as babes in the wood.
Autobiography in Letters by Benjamin Franklin. Advice to a Friend on Choosing a Mistress, 1745.
My dear friend, I know of no medicine fit to diminish the violent natural inclinations you mention, and if I did, I think I should not communicate them to you. Marriage is the proper remedy. It is the most natural state of man, and therefore a state in which you are most likely to find solid happiness. Your reasons against entering into it at present appeared to me to be well-founded. However, it is the man and woman united that make the complete human being. Separate, she wants his force of body and strength of reason. He, her softness, sensibility, and acute discernment. Together, they are more likely to succeed in the world. But if you'll not take this counsel and persist in thinking a commerce with the sex inevitable, then I repeat my former advice, that in all your amours, you should prefer old women to young ones. You call this a paradox and demand my reasons. They are these. One, because as they have more knowledge of the world and their minds are better stored with observations, their conversation is more improving and more lastingly agreeable. Two, because when women cease to be handsome, they study to be good. Thus they continue amiable. And hence, there is hardly such a thing to be found as an old woman who is not a good woman.